This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
You should probably also worry about it if apparently you work at the NFL Network.
Yeah.
Where, like, everyone who's ever worked there is being charged with sexual harassment. And there's a couple of things that I've already heard is the woman in question, Jamie Cantor, is she's accusing Heath Evans, Ike Taylor, and Marshall Faulk as sexually harassing her. And I've already heard some people say, well, why did they all pick this one woman? And I'm like, do you really think this is the end of it? Like, surely in the next few days, we're going to hear more people come out and throw accusations against those same people or maybe other people. So if your biggest concern is why all just for this one woman, I don't think that's how it's going to play out.
Kevin, there's a weird... The section of some of this is where it gets really weird.
It's crazy.
In the suit, Cantor claims that Faulk groped her breasts and behind and asked deeply personal and invasive questions about her sex life. And this is according to Deadspin. I know how you feel about Deadspin.
Hey, I'm but just glad they did their own work for once instead of Mean Girl did.
She said that both Taylor and Weinberger sent her inappropriate pictures and that Taylor sent a video of himself with a celebration in a solo
you can
act.
Say masturbating.
In the shower, which...
Mature content, be advised.
How... Has that ever been, like, something you've ever thought about sending somebody?
No. And I imagine that there are some women out in the world that totally dig that. But I would be willing to bet that the vast majority of women do not work exactly the same way as men. And so whatever video you think you'd like to get in return, do not send out that same... Well, first of all, don't send it unsolicited. But definitely don't assume that, like, that's what you want to see, so that's what you're going to send her. Bad idea.
No, that's not a good idea. No, you got to wait for them to ask.
Yes,
for something
especially
along
if you
lines.
Work together, for God's sakes. And it gets even worse. Like, Marshall Faulk, I guess he was pointing at his crotch, and he said, when are you going to get on this already? And at one point, he pinned her against a wall and demanded that she do the Hershiser.
And so all of these guys...
That's assault.
...were trying to hook up with this one girl.
Yeah.
She said that Weinberger said on one occasion that she was put on the earth to pleasure me and pressed his crotch against her.
Wow.
Asking her to touch it. She also described receiving explicit texts from Donovan McNabb as well, who I think he recently was suspended from ESPN,
yep.
Right?
Same thing with Sapp. So he's out as well. Not you, Colby Sapp. Warren Sapp.
Warren Sapp.
Sorry, was anybody confused? Like, we've heard you the whole show. No confusion. I meant Warren Sapp, not Colby Sapp.
Heath Evans also said that she said that he sent nude pictures of himself on at least two separate occasions and constantly propositioned her to have sex with him with a number of ways approaching that. And just, I guess in the world of NFL players, and Kevin, you and I talked about this, was it last week?
Yeah. I think it might have been
two weeks ago now. You asked the question, is it ever going to hit the world of sports? And this is close, right? Like, the NFL Network, it's very close, but it's kind of an indirect shot. And I also wonder if the NFL's like, hey, players, y'all need to see what's about to happen if y'all don't walk right.
Right.
But this is a very close thing to sports. But I don't, you know, and I said it then, I think as far as owners, if owners have a chance to scrub something, it'll never exist. Owners have enough money to make things disappear. And I think if they're for protection of their players, they'll do what they can. I have no doubt about that. And I also think that athletes feel like that they're entitled to these things because they have been in high school, in college, and then when they start out in the pros, they have all the money, they look good, They get all the success and people love them. So they feel like it's okay. And in these worlds, a lot of times they don't get turned down. And then once something's happened, I don't think that people are, I think they can pay off. And I think they can move on from it faster than people think. And it's almost, it's sad, but it's almost expected right now, or it's almost expected over time from athletes to do stuff like that and then move on about their business.
Okay, so that was going to be my question.
Because Ben Roethlisberger's still playing football.
Yes. And evidence magically disappeared right before his trial. Nobody seems to care. So I guess my question then was going to be, let's just start with the broadcasters. Like, how much do people care? If Donovan McNabb or whoever basically was like, oh, yeah, no, I did it, and paid her off. Same thing with Marshall Faulk or any of the people involved. But they go right back to ESPN. They go right back to NFL Network. Do you think it makes a difference? Do you think people stop watching? Because, I mean, politically, a message got sent in Alabama today that some people do care, and the guy who's accused of being a pedophile lost in the run for Senate. But that's a really extreme case. Like, he was accused of being like a, not that being a regular pedophile isn't horrible, but he was accused of like going after multiple high school girls when he was 30, including one as young as 30 and one as young as 14. And even then, it looks like he's going to lose by less than a percent. So like, you would think that would keep you away from being able to run for Senate. So here's my question. Would this change anyone's mind? Like, if whoever came out and said, yeah, no, I'm going to pay her off, we're fine. Like, does the NFL Network take a hit? Do you stop watching? Do you personally stop watching?
Okay, is he going to keep his job?
Yep. And he goes right back to what he was doing.
And I don't know. I don't think that, I mean, to be honest, I don't think I would look at him the same.
Okay.
I would have a part of me that just every time I hear the person talk, there'd be a credibility lacking.
Okay.
For me.
What about the rest of the public?
I don't think it's going to matter. Now, I don't know what the NFL Network's ratings are. I don't know if they're good or bad or what. But I do. I turn NFL Network on, to be honest, as something to have on while I'm doing other things. Like, okay, I do stuff around the house, and then I'll look up and just see what's going on. It's in the background. I don't sit down and watch the NFL Network like I think Sean Sharif does. I like to think Sean Sharif has all of his TVs hooked up to ESPN, Fox Sports Southwest, all of them at the house, right in front of his pool, and he's sitting there and he's watching all of them all day long. That's how I see. But me, I'm like, I have it on and I'm doing stuff with the kids. So, I mean, and if a big story breaks, it's not going to be one of them. They might have an opinion on those stories, but if a big story breaks, it's going to be a reporter. And that reporter is the one that has that. So that's really why I'm watching NFL Network.
For the 972, is there concrete proof? Just curious. I'm going to get back around to that in just a second because that's an interesting question. So the lady, Jamie, worked at the NFL Network, I think, for like 10 or 11 years, and she was fired for allegedly stealing clothes. And she says she was fired because she was getting old or older, and they wanted someone younger and, quote, prettier to take her job. And so the question about the validity of her allegations, I mean, to be determined, I'm not sure. It's a story either way. But that's why I think if you had a vendetta against a big-time athlete or whoever, now's the time to make that accusation because we, unfortunately, but maybe justifiably, we're in a spot now where everyone just believes the accusations. Yep. Like, if an accusation comes out, you just assume that that person is guilty, or the vast majority of people do. So if you wanted to take down someone who you actually know and you have a beef with, I think that might start happening, which is a shame for all the people who really went through this stuff.
And you know what? You know, if she's doing this because she has a vendetta and she thought this is the perfect timing, she has to prove in court that it's true, right?
Yes.
They don't have to prove that it's not true. They just,
if she takes it to court, yeah.
They just have to make sure she doesn't prove that it's true. So if that's there, and shouldn't she take it to court? Like if this is a thing for her, shouldn't she take it to court? I understand. Okay, there may be, she might try to settle out of court.
That's what I think will happen.
Okay. If they think that it's not true and they're going to go, oh, prove it. You know, go prove these things. Prove that there's a video of me. Now, if there's a video, yeah, man, they're in trouble. So if she has that video saved of him doing that to himself in the shower, man, then they're screwed. They're done. And they should be taken down for everything.
Do you think that? Or do you think the next question becomes, what did she do to elicit that video?
Oh, yeah. I think they'll check all the texts and everything. Yeah, I think they will. And they should. They should find out the real story. The legal system should go through that process and find out the truth as much as you can.
I wonder if this is a situation, and this is just speculation. I'm curious if, like, maybe that used to be a thing, but then it wasn't a thing anymore, and he kept, like, making advances to her, and then she said stop, and the logic was, well, it used to be, so why isn't it now?
Okay, that makes sense.
That's not a valid excuse, but I do wonder if that's going to come up.
And then she decided to, you know, okay, well, now that I've been fired and all these things, I can do this at this time now. I don't know, maybe.
Which, and you know, some people are going to paint it like she's just vindictive, and that's why she's going after him, but I mean, she also thinks she got fired because she was too old and not pretty enough.
Yeah.
Or like that's what the network thought. So it's fascinating. All right. So the next part of the conversation, and we brought this up a couple of weeks. All right. So we asked, would it creep into the world of sports? Here it is, creeping into the world of sports in a big time way. Will it eventually creep into the bigger athletes or coaches or whatever?
Coaches, yeah. Nobody cares about coaches.
But not athletes?
Not athletes. I think because, I mean, it happens all the time. It happens so often, nobody's surprised by it. And it's weird, right? It's weird that nobody's surprised that an athlete does something like this. We've seen and heard too many of the stories that we're almost numb to that.
Yeah.
When Weinstein did it, it was like, hold on, what?
Yeah.
When Louis C.K. does something odd, it's like, hold on, what's happening? Bill Cosby? What? Bill Cosby? He's the epitome of wholesome. How could this be? You know, so it's kind of surprising and shocking with some of the names we're hearing come out, because these are people that we either hold in high regard or have positions of power that we expect them to uphold the standard of. And so whenever they don't, that's where the shock comes from. But for athletes, that standard's not set very high. So I don't think with athletes it'll become that big of a deal.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see, like, people will want Marshall Faulk off NFL Network. They want McNabb off ESPN. But, like, again, if it was a big-time athlete like LeBron or whatever, would people say, well, that doesn't affect his ability to dunk a basketball?
Nope. And again, I do think that that it's because of the way things have been perceived, and that is that the perception that athletes do things like this, they do things that are promiscuous,
and everyone's just like, well, that's how it is.
I mean, because we look at it and we go, man, because to be honest, there are a lot of people that sit there and go, man, if I had all that money and I was 24 years old and I had the ability to do some things, wouldn't I do it? And so they say, I can understand that. But with people that are in big-time positions of power that are supposed to be, you know, very wholsome personalities, it's different situation.
We're all getting rid of that notion, right?
What?
That big-time people should have wholesome personalities. We're like, this is the year where you've learned no.
Just got to watch out, Corey. I know you've been saying the athletes are like this because we already know they're like that. We already knew that Hollywood was like that too, right? We already knew that the whole casting couch genre of that's how you go find the next pretty girl or whatever. We already knew that. I mean, we already knew all that was happening.
It's going to happen more intensely to athletes at some point. It absolutely is. I just don't know what happens after that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.